Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 35, found in Grade 4, Book 2, of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 35 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 35 in Part 1 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 35. In this question, the student is asked to find out how many points Kiana earned playing video games by totaling Dan's and Jared's points and then subtracting that number from the total points earned to find Kiana's points. Please note that a show your work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response includes two mathematical procedures to arrive at the correct answer, 782 points. The first one is the addition of 795 plus 1,253 equals 2,048. The second procedure is 2,830 minus 2,048 equals 782. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 37. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student has correctly added 1,253 and 795, as well as subtracted 2,048 from 2,830. The answer of 782 is also correct. Let's move on to the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. Once again, the student has totaled Dan's and Jared's points and then subtracted these points from the total points to find Kiana's. In this response, as is often the case, the sequence of the steps performed by the student is not clearly identified. However, it is easy to figure out. Let's take a look at the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. Although adding the two scores together is a correct procedure, the student has made a subtraction error when attempting the second step, which leads to an incorrect answer. Our fourth guide paper is a score point 1. In this response, the first step is completed, adding Dan's and Jared's points, but the resulting answer is not the correct number of points earned by Kiana. Next is the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 0. In this response, the student has attempted only the first step of the solution and has added the incorrect numbers, resulting in an incorrect answer. The final paper, the sixth guide paper, is a score point 0. This student has made a conceptual error of subtracting the 795 points from the 1,253 points instead of adding them. This first and only step is incorrect and results in an incorrect answer. Please take a moment to review these six guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 35, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric. So, please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 35. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 21. Although a sound mathematical procedure is used, the incorrect number of 790 is used for Dan and results in an incorrect answer. This response receives a score of 1. Moving on to practice set 22, we find the student has added the 2 sets of points correctly and used a reverse process to discover what number added to 2048 equals 2830. The number added is 782, which is the answer to the question, earning this paper a score of 2. Next, we have practice set 23. Neither part of this response is answered correctly. Although the attempt to add 1,253 and 795 is a sound procedure, the calculations are incorrect. Since the next step is not attempted, credit for attempting the first procedure cannot be awarded. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. Now let's review practice set 24. The initial procedure, adding the 795 to 1,253 to total 2,048, is correct. However, when attempting to subtract the 2,048 from the total of 2,830, the student has mistakenly written 2,040, resulting in an incorrect answer. The student has used this incorrect answer to perform a flawed check of the work. For the number of points on the answer line, the student has mistakenly written the total points for all 3 people. This response is awarded credit only for the initial correct step and receives a score of 1. Our final practice set for this question is practice set 25. The initial step of adding 1,253 and 795 to get 2,048 is correct. Then, the student has found what number added to the 2,048 equals 2,830. By adding numbers that are easily handled, they get to 2,830. Finally, the student has added the 2, 50, 700, and 30 to reach the correct total of 782, which is a unique but acceptable method of solving this problem. This response is complete and correct and earns a score of 2. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.